You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. There's the amazing Baby Soda Jazz Band. The two members of that group we saw Saturday night, and in there was Peter Ford, of course, who's the he's the leader. Yes, he makes all the instruments that they play, the box bass and the different things, and Emily Asher on trombone, And the two members that we didn't see were Jared Engel on the banjo and Adrian Cunningham on clarinet. And that was Adrian, that little reed trouble at the beginning, but that record I had to save. That was recorded this June at Kellish Hill Farm, but I'll tell you, they killed that one. That is amazing, and in a good way. When I say somebody's killed it, I mean they really nailed it. They got it, and that was what an amazing evening that was at Kellish Hill Farm in Manlius. And we'll link to everybody, and we will do so happily. Yes, this is Radiola, and we meet a lot of interesting people just in the course of what we have to do. And generally speaking, it's positive. Last Saturday night was wonderful. Oh, my goodness, we had a great time. So I'm so glad we got to see Baby Soda, and they had Gordon Au on trumpet and a couple of other people. We were glad to meet, and my brain is fried right now, so don't ask me anything more, because I may not offer any accurate information. This being Radiola, and I told you who I was. Here's a Victor Herbert song from Naughty Marietta, 1911. It's Lucy Isabel Marsh with the Italian Street Song. So, yes, bing, zing, boom, and all that stuff. Here you go. Oh, Original Dixieland Jazz Band 1921, Home Again Blues. I think they had Benny Kruger on board for those, in addition to the core group. Before that, Sousa's Band, I believe led by Arthur Pryor in the studio for that, the Stars and Stripes Forever March. It says that's what it says on the label, and it's Stars and Stripes Forever, but March is in the title, so who knows what they were thinking. But that was recorded in 1912, and those band recordings always sound good, those old ones. Lucy Isabel Marsh, The Italian Street Song, 1911, on one of those Purple Victors, single-sided. This is Radiola, and there's a lot of sides to us. We are multifaceted, you might say. Perhaps even eclectic, but I haven't delved into that. And this is whatever it is. And I'm Andy Sr., and I bespeak all those things. Ed Lloyd and his Rhythm Boys, that's Ed Kirkaby. Actually, probably more California Ramblers type stuff here. Smith Ballou on the vocal on Regal, 1929, Walking with Susie. And yes, that's nice.
Part of me do, now that I'm used to you.
Yoeng's Dance Orchestra, that's how it's spelled, Y-O-E-N-G, on Domino. That's actually L. Friedman. I think Friedman would have been easier to spell and pronounce. Leroy Modisano on the vocal. It was Only a Sun Shower, 1928. Well, yes, but you still left your car windows open, didn't you? Sam Lannon's Troubadours on Supertone. That's probably a Janet Electrobeam recording. Smith Ballou, Used to You, 1929. And I love that record. I love that song. That song is it. That's a great one. That should be played at everybody's anniversary, which won't be for another while, but I may dig one out at some point and play it again. Ed Kirkby and his Rhythm Boys, and actually Ed Lloyd and his Rhythm Boys. That's Ed Kirkby, Smith Ballou, Walking with Susie, 1929. And yes, you got to watch where you're stepping though. You might step in some baloney, and that would be the worst case scenario, as I've said. This is Radiola, and we won't stop it. We will stop at nothing to tell a terrible joke, even in the midst of whatever agony may apply to the situation. B.B. Daniels, 1929 on Victor. This also came from Lloyd Smith. Lloyd and Diane Smith we saw Saturday, and they were gracious, gave us some nice records, and gave us a whole bunch a few months ago that you've heard many of them on this show, and a few more to come, perhaps. You're Always in My Arms. Sounds nice.
Thank you. I'd like to bring you my interpretation of one of our favorite songs of the recent crop of Tin Pan Alley, which says, in toto, now I don't know the art of elocution, I'm no good at thinking on my feet, I make no poetic contribution, even when you offer me a seat, I've thrown away expressions one by one, I'm at a loss. Something must be done. Now when we're in a friendly situation, my conversation may not be smart. But if we're to have a perfect understanding, let's call a heart a heart. There are words that should be whispered gently. That's evidently the way to start. If I tell you what my dreams have been demanding, let's call a heart a heart. Can I prove how I yearn just by the turn of a phrase? Can I keep my control when all my soul is ablaze? Now maybe you would call a true confession an indiscretion on someone's part. But if I'm to say how madly I adore you, let's call a heart a heart. Thank you. that should be whispered gently. That's evidently the way to start. If I tell you what my dreams have been demanding, let's call a heart a heart. Can I prove how I earn just by the turn of a phrase? Can I keep my control when all my soul is ablaze? Now maybe you would call a true confession an indiscretion on someone's part. But if I'm to say how madly I adore you, let's call a heart a heart.
Charles W. Hamp, that was from that CD from Jim Bedoyan on Take Two. That will be linked. A pioneer radio sensation. Yes, let's call a heart a heart. Probably 1936-37, thereabouts. No exact date on that, but I'm so glad to have it, honestly. Great accompaniment for that, too. Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, and I didn't touch the EQ on this, by the way, because it's one of those fancy Victors from 1933, the hi-fi ribbon mic Victors that they were coming out with. Jack Fulton on the vocal, and Agern on the Tagern Zay. That's Jerome Kern. Nobody ever plays that one. That was from Music in the Air? Yeah, something like that. I try not to give you too much accurate information. You have to do some of the work yourself. B.B. Daniels, You're Always in My Arms. And that was from Rio Rita, 1929. B.B. Daniels, of course, was married to Ben Lyon. We know that. That's the only other thing I know about her, in fact. This is Radiola, and we try not to clog our heads up with too much information because that gets in the way of pure verbal horseplay. Gene Goldkett and his orchestra, Billy Murray. This is kind of a Bix set. I don't know why, but I just felt like it. I think it was necessary. 1927, I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover. And, Well, maybe, yeah.
Clover that I overlooked before. warm leaf is sunshine, the second is rain, the third one the roses that grow in the lane. You know there's no need explaining that one remaining is someone that I adore. I'm looking over a pretty little four-leaf clover that I overlooked before.
Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra, or Frankie as it says on the label. There's Bix and Lang and all those guys in there. One of their main classics, Ostrich Walk, on the United Hot Clubs of America release, original master pressing, originally recorded in 1927. Bix Beiderbecke and his gang, one of the good gang sides from, they're all good, what do you mean? But this was the one that was much more, they knew what they were doing in the studio. They didn't show up and just say, let's play a song. Jazz Me Blues, 1927, and you had Don Murray and Adrian Rollini in there, and it made it, I think that kicked the notch up, kicked it up a notch or five from the 28 sides. Gene Goldcat and his orchestra, Billy Murray, I'm looking over a four-leaf clover, and look over what you want. I'm trying to overlook a lot of things at this point, but it's not easy. This is Radiola, and I've got to get better glasses so I can overlook even more. And yes, why not? I'm Andy Senior, the overlooker, or the underlooker. I should underlook more than overlook, because I'm nearsighted. Jenny Sims. This is from the CD from Jim Bedoyan, Favorite Songs from 1940 Radio Shows, 40s Radio Shows. That's on take two. That's take two, 4:30. And Jenny Sims is, what a voice. Well, you can't go wrong with Cole Porter. So here's Night and Day. Yes.
Night and day.
Hazel Scott again in 1942 on Decca from a Decca album of 78s that I have. Actually, they all seem to play at 80 for some reason. Next person who says, I always say shellac singles now, but it sounds like I'm talking about cheese. Yeah, they're lower in fat and lower in cholesterol, too. But yes, Hallelujah, 1942. And that is reminiscent of the, Fats Waller did that a lot, and I've had it by Art Tatum. So I guess every pianist wanted to scale Mount Hallelujah, and there Hazel Scott has done so effectively and very nicely indeed. Ginny Simms, Night and Day from Take Two album 430 CD. Favorite songs from 1940s radio shows. And I highly recommend that. That's a little more 40s than what you hear on the show, but it's worth mentioning. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I want to thank you for enduring my cryptic strangeness for 2 hours. Suffice it to say that we're fine here, literally. We have a pretty good thing going, but life is. There's much strangeness that affects us, and we try to deal with it as best we can. So don't let it get you down. Just listen to some good music, because whatever happens, you've got that, and it's good stuff too. But here's Ford and Glenn, 1929, and here's an arrow, My Daddy's Lullaby.
Sweet angel face. One day she left me, and that took her place. Each night he'd rock me to sleep with a sigh. He'd sing this quaint lullaby. Your daddy's work is through. Your play over too, and soon you'll close your sleepy eyes. Now say a little prayer for someone way off there. Just listen while you're praying. You will hear
turn back the years, and it seems but a day since the angels came down and took Mother away. And I recall the sorrow in Dad's broken heart when he said, "Well, I guess the best of friends have to part." Then he picked me up and he held me real tight, and year after year he did this every night. He was a real pal, and I recall too that he did for me all a mother could do. He told me of heaven in song and in rhyme, and said that up there we'd see Mother sometime. And every night when all my little prayers were said, he'd sing me this song, then tuck me to bed.
God bless my little life.